Kentucky and Alabama have a lot in common. Each state has large rural populations, and each is considered poor. Alabama ranks near the bottom in the U.S. for median household income, and Kentucky's not much better. The similarities disappear, though, when it comes to the Affordable Care Act.
Well, there's good news on the horizon. Introducing Connect, Kentucky's healthcare connection.
While state governments debated on whether or not to expand Medicaid funding, this commercial poured out of television sets in Kentucky. When Washington offered expanded Medicaid funding, Alabama said no, while Kentucky said yes.
Every major player in Kentucky wanted us to do that.
That's Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear.
The Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, the Hospital Association, the provider networks, everybody said to me, look, if we're going to have a health benefits exchange, let's do our own. We know better how Kentuckians react and what they need than the federal government. Let's come together and design our own exchange.
And Kentuckians have responded in droves. 413,000 of them filled out forms on the state-run internet website, 52% of whom are under 35. Governor Beshear says his state-run internet marketplace worked while Washington struggled with its system.
We not only took the planning money, but we made our exchange fairly simple. We didn't put a lot of bells and whistles on it. We made it easy to understand and easy to use. You know, we did extensive testing. And then, of course, when October 1 rolled around and it opened up, we kept our fingers crossed and held our breath. And fortunately, it worked like a charm.
And some people in Kentucky are glad the system seems to be working. Lunch is being served at the Rowan County Senior Center. This is where we met Glenda Crockett. She works here. Crockett lost her health coverage and turned to the state system as her only lifeline.
I was informed by our employer, which we're a nonprofit organization, that they can no longer afford to pay for our insurance. They got us in contact with a man who was supposed to help us to get some, and it was through Kentucky Co-op, which took effect immediately as of January 1st. So far, it's worked out pretty good.
Crockett says she's better off now than she was with her previous plan.
My co-pays is actually cheaper than they was with my other insurance. Before, I didn't have to pay any of my insurance. The company was paying it, but they was paying almost $1,200 a month, to my understanding for it. You know, I do have a small co-pays, not that much with this insurance. But my co-pays on doctor bills is cheaper than they was before. And the insurance co-pays is about the same.
But not everyone is jumping for joy over what Governor Beshear did.
I can tell you why this is the worst thing that's ever happened to healthcare.
That's Dr. Anthony Weaver. He teaches medicine at the University of Kentucky, and he also hosts a radio talk show about health.
The excess amount of regulation, the fact that there are now a lot of barriers between doctors and patients, the way that they went about implementing it, the way that they have slanted it against rural people and rural hospitals, make it a very, in my mind, very poor legislation.
Weaver's big concern is how to pay for it. Washington's offer to fully cover Medicaid comes with a time limit. After 3 years, the federal money will be reduced, but the cost of health care won't be. And Weaver says Kentucky's going to have to pay the difference.
All the ways that they on paper said they would save money really are not going to pan out, and it means it's still not sustainable. At some point, we've got to come to grips with that our healthcare system isn't sustainable, wasn't under the previous rules and guidelines, and is not under the Affordable Care Act. That's my opinion.
But even Weaver admits the average Kentuckian is probably better off with the flawed system than the alternative, which is none at all. Another bone of contention is how Beshear did it. Kentucky's governor didn't ask the state legislature. He just signed an executive order, and it was done. Despite the political end around, Beshear is getting cover from his own party. That includes Democratic State Senator Walter Blevins.
I'm glad our governor has that right to do those things, because we have a divided government right now. The Republicans control the Senate, Democrats control the House. But the governor went ahead on his own and did an executive order. Didn't have to have the legislature. We weren't in session at that time. There's been some talk about trying to defund it and do a few things by the Republicans in the Senate, but they don't have the votes in the House to do it, so it's kind of just been a standstill.
Blevins says even if the Republicans manage to do away with or change the law, the plan will still have done some good.
At least for 3 years, maybe some people are going to have some health care, and maybe they can get them some preventive care and teach them about how to take better care of themselves, and maybe it'll make a difference in the long run, even if the program falls on its face. At least for these next 3 years, it looks like we're going to have health coverage for many more people.
That's where Kentucky's political landscape is unusual. The state's congressional delegation leans Republican, and the state government is mostly Democratic. Beshear says that doesn't matter when it comes to health care.
I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Forget the politics of this thing. Forget the name Obama. And just think about your own people. Think about the health status of your people. Think about how you're going to resolve that health status for the better. Think about how you are going to raise up the people of your state. This is an opportunity to do it.
I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Frankfort, Kentucky.